I want to introduce now Brother Bayard Rustin, who will read the demand of the March on Washington movement. Everyone must listen to these demands. This is why we are here. And now, Bayard Rustin.
Friends, at 5 o'clock today, the leaders whom you have heard will go to President Kennedy to carry the demands of this revolution. It is now time for you to act. I will read each demand and you will respond to it, so that when Mr. Wilkins and Dr. King and the other 8 leaders go, they are carrying demands which you have given your approval to. The first demand is that we have effective civil rights legislation, no compromise, no filibuster, and that it include public accommodations, decent housing, integrated education, FAPC, and the right to vote. What do you say? Number two, that we demand the withholding of federal funds from all programs in which discrimination exists. What do you say? We demand that segregation be ended in every school district in the year 1963. We demand the enforcement of the 14th Amendment, the reducing of congressional representation of states where citizens are disenfranchised.
We demand an executive order banning discrimination in all housing supported by federal funds. We demand that every person in this nation, black or white, be given training and work with dignity to defeat unemployment and automation. We demand
that there be an increase in the national minimum wage so that men may live in dignity. We finally demand that all of the rights given to any citizen be given to black men and men of every minority group, including a strong FEPC. We demand! And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Randolph will read the pledge. This is a pledge, says, our job has just begun. You pledged to return home to carry on the revolution. After Mr. Randolph has read the pledge, I will say, do you so pledge? And you will say, I do pledge.
The pledge. Will you stand? Standing before the Lincoln Memorial on the 28th of August, in the centennial year of emancipation, I affirm my complete personal commitment to the struggle for jobs and freedom for Americans. To fulfill that commitment, I pledge that I will not relax until victory is won. I pledge that I will join and support all actions undertaken in good faith, accord with the time-honored democratic tradition of nonviolent protest, of peaceful assembly, and petition, and of redress through the courts and the legislative process. I pledge to carry the message back home and arouse them to an equal commitment and equal effort. I will march and I will write letters. I will demonstrate and I will vote. I will work to make sure that my voice and those of my brothers ring clear and determined from every corner of our land. I pledge my heart and my mind and my body unequivocally and without regard to personal sacrifice to the achievement of social peace through social justice.
How do you pledge? I so
pledge. And now, these cards have provision for your name, address, and the date, August 28th, when you made this pledge. And this pledge should be kept and framed and placed in your home for the inspiration of your generations to come.